In some cases, abstraction of water has approached or exceeded the threshold of renewability of water resources in many river basins, and water shortages and conflicts have increased accordingly. This trend is exacerbated by degradation in the quality of water sources from the combined effluents of cities, industries, and agricultural activities, resulting in economic water scarcity. Our discussion so far has focused on water use by individual sectors, where each sector attempts to maximize its own needs. This obviously creates competition for these finite resources, and in some cases, it may result in conflicts, calling for more effective negotiation and allocation mechanisms. Global water resources are already under stress, and the competition will only intensify due to future pressures, such as a growing population, rising income that causes diets to shift to more water-intensive agricultural products, the ways in which climate change affects the timing, distribution, and magnitude of water availability, and increasing demand for energy and industrial products. Furthermore, the competition gets even more complex when a river or aquifer crosses a political boundary. Increasing food production to meet the growing demands of larger and wealthier populations and the increasing demand for biofuel production will require more water for agriculture. The expansion of agricultural land will also move into currently undeveloped lands, which may increase evapotranspiration. Perhaps the most important pressure will come as environmental flow requirements are increasingly being recognized as a critical part of environmental management. As environmental flow requirements are instated, remaining water for agriculture or the city will be further diminished. The problem is that water resources are very rarely managed in ways that appreciate the interconnections between different sectors, and as a result, decisions are made in isolation, sometimes with unintended consequences.